Welcome to the second episode of What Comes Next, the ACS podcast, season two, with me, Claire Cowan. ACS International Schools is a dynamic, people-focused charity that inspires the world's next global thinkers and doers. With three schools in Greater London and one in Doha, Qatar, all are non-sectarian, co-educational. ACS is committed to advancing education by providing a range of means-tested bursary places and working locally and internationally in collaboration with schools and communities. During this five-part series, we're exploring the short and long-term vision at each ACS campus and every exciting opportunity the future has to offer. This episode puts the vision for ACS Cobham under the spotlight. ACS Cobham is home to 1,300 students aged 2 to 18, representing over 80 nationalities and taught by 300 expert teachers and staff, supporting children every step of their journey, with counsellors specialising in university applications to pastoral care. The school offers a range of globally recognised and academically challenging curricula, from the International Baccalaureate to the US Advanced Placement Programme. And the campus has world-class facilities, including a swimming pool, sports centre, and state-of-the-art theatre. In this, the second episode of our podcast, we're going to be talking about the new vision for the senior school at ACS Cobham. To help us do that, I'm joined by Robert Crowther, the new head of senior school, who's moving from middle school to start the role in August 2023. Robert is British-born, raised in Australia and educated in Australia and the UK. His international school career has taken him to Rome, Frankfurt, Berlin, Ho Chi Minh City and Jakarta. Rob, thank you so much for joining us on the ACS podcast today to talk about your vision for senior school. Let's start with your background. You've worked at ACS Cobham for 7 years. What were you doing before you started with the school and what brought you to ACS?
Thanks, Claire. Prior to joining ACS Cobham, I was in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam working at the Australian International School, where I had a variety of roles. We, as a family, moved here to the UK with my wife's job. And shortly after arriving, an opportunity arose at ACS Cobham in the middle school. And I was very, very pleased to become part of such a wonderful school with a great reputation internationally.
Rob, you taught in lower schools as well as middle school English, maths and learning support. You've also been divisional principal, assistant principal, head of school, curriculum co-coordinator, teacher trainer and a member of authorisation teams for the International Baccalaureate Organisation. That's quite the list of accolades.
It is quite a varied list, isn't it? I've always looked for new challenges. I've always been willing to take on different roles and to develop myself in lots of different ways by doing these roles. I'm very pleased to have had such a varied background, and I think that what that has done is really prepare me for moving into the role that I'll be moving into next year as head of senior school.
There's a new structure for senior school. Can you give us an overview of what that is and how it will benefit the students?
Yeah, it's a terrific new structure and something that's a little bit groundbreaking, I think. Schools have had traditional models for a very long time, and what we're doing here at ACS Cobham next year is something that breaks the mold. So the senior school will be made up of what is currently the middle school and high school, so encompassing grades 5 through 12. High school will be broken into two separate parts, as an upper school for grade 9 and 10 and a high school for grade 11 and 12, and the middle school will remain as grades 5 through 8. One of the great benefits of that, I think, for our high school students, current high school students in particular, is the fact that there's a real focus on 2 years at a time. Somebody once mentioned to me that grade 10 is often forgotten about because of the fact that when kids move into high school, grade 9 is a real focus because of the transition out of the middle school. And then once you get to the very business end of things in grades 11 and 12, there's a heightened focus there. So I think by really focusing on the needs of students at 15 and 16 and then 17 and 18 with teams that are dedicated to those areas is going to make their experience a better one than it has been previously.
Where did the idea for this new change come from?
This change came initially from head of school, Barney Sandow, who was working in conjunction with Robert Harrison and the board, as well as the CEO, Tim Cagney. So there was a lot of informed opinions about how we can move forward in a new way and really focus on the needs of students at the different levels.
What is it about this structure that you think will work so well?
Apart from the structure of the three separate divisions that fall under the senior school banner, we also have three assistant heads of school who are focusing on one on operations, one on teaching and learning, and one on well-being. So they flow horizontally through all of the divisions, as well as what we're doing vertically with the divisions themselves. So there's layers of support there that haven't previously existed. Those roles of well-being, teaching and learning, and operations have been done by one or two people in the past who've had other roles to continue as well. To have three people dedicated to those areas and working very, very closely with the divisional administration provides support for students that, again, has never been seen before.
So thank you for explaining about the structure there and how that's going to work. Can we talk about a practical application of that in terms of a pupil experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So if we think about a student perhaps who is currently in eighth grade and moving into ninth grade next year, and experiencing some difficulties in the transition. So what would happen is there would be a team around that individual that would help them to make the transition and determine what the issues are, whether they're pastoral or academic. So you'd have the principals at the two sections, the middle school principal and the upper school principal, who would be discussing the background and discussing where the issues had come from. You would then have the advisor or the homeroom teacher of the student in ninth grade who'd be reporting back on how things were going from a pastoral sense within that homeroom, also their head of house, who would be able to provide some information. And the advisor would be gathering information from the different class teachers. You've also then got the person in charge of well-being, the assistant head of school in charge of well-being, who would be able to provide that more wraparound support depending on what the needs were of that student. If it was a teaching and learning concern, then you have an assistant head of school there who's working alongside the assistant head for well-being. So it's a team approach. It provides much more focused support on an individual from a range of people who are working around them.
This team approach that you mentioned, do tell us about your team there, the different experiences they bring with them and the impact this has on the students.
We have got a tremendous team looking after the senior school for next year. The middle school principal, Darren Sheldrake, was one of my assistant principals for 4.5 years, and he's moved into that role now moving forward. We have Luke Welsh, who was assistant principal for pastoral care in the high school for the past several years, and now moving into the principal role for upper school. And Michelle Quirin, who's coming to us from Korea. She's been a head of school for a number of years, but very keen to get back to working more closely with students. So a tremendous amount of experience and a lot of ability there. Both Darren and Luke come from a pastoral background. Their assistant principals are a little more academic focused. So we have a good balance of skills there with those people. And then the assistant heads of school who don't really fit on my team necessarily, but work across the whole school. Again, some really talented people with great experiences who bring a particular focus in their areas and which will support what is happening within the division.
That team sounds like an incredible support. How does that impact the students?
The qualities of the individuals on the team allows them to focus on the specific needs of an individual student. Both Luke and Darren, having been here before, know the students very well. They know the approach that we take here at ACS Cobham. They know how best to reach students and how to form that team around them. Michelle coming in with a broader international perspective as well gives us another way that we can look at what's necessary for students.
ACS Cobham provides a broad curriculum offering the International Baccalaureate and Advanced Placement Programme courses. How do you see this developing in the future?
You're right when you say it's a very broad curriculum, and there are areas that we'd like to increase our focus in order to help prepare students for what they'll be doing in the future. We're going to have a particular focus on service learning, and that's going to be moving down into the upper school, not just the CAS program in grades 11 and 12, but actually our grade 9 and 10 students being far more involved in service learning, along with it moving through from the middle school. There's a great program in 8th grade in middle school called iCare, and that will be taught next year by a service learning coordinator. So that expertise is now running right through the senior school, so somebody with a real focus on service learning. We'd like to establish more entrepreneurship within our students to give them opportunities to understand the basics of starting a business and turning those ideas into reality. We want to see increased leadership and mentoring. A lot of students have terrific potential in those areas, and we'd like for them to develop those leadership skills and learn from experienced professionals. And we want to continue with what is already an outstanding technology and innovation program to explore new technologies, developing skills in coding and robotics, and to gain that understanding of the latest trends in the technology industry.
They sound like super programs that the students would really benefit from and be lucky to take part in. I particularly was interested to hear about the entrepreneurship program. How might that look in a practical application?
So it's important to embed these things within the curriculum. Up until now, a lot of this has happened as clubs outside of school hours and as external opportunities. We really want to embed this within the curriculum. Once you embed it in the timetable, it takes on a greater importance. So having, as I mentioned, the service learning coordinator who's going to be looking at the service learning and also some great ideas about how we can establish entrepreneurship, we'll be able to make sure that these things are happening on a regular basis during the school day and not just based on student interest outside of school hours. We still want to encourage those opportunities as well for kids to be running clubs, to be taking on those leadership opportunities and incorporating aspects of service learning as well as entrepreneurship within their leadership. So it all works together very, very closely.
We've talked about the exciting opportunities for the students coming up. This must be an exciting opportunity for you and the new role, given your wealth of experience that you're bringing to the role. How are you feeling about it?
I'm very excited about the new role. I have been middle school principal here for 6.5 years. I'm now in an interim role as deputy head of school until August, when I take on my role of head of senior school. And this is giving me a great opportunity to see where the work needs to be done and how we bring together this large group of students and teachers and parents under the banner of senior school. And I think what's important is that we have consistencies running through the three divisions in the senior school, that we have very, very clear communication, a little more joined up thinking, not thinking separately, but thinking together, and how the continuum from grade 5 through 12 works and what we need to provide for those students.
You talked about continuity there. How do you see your role now in terms of bringing together the middle and high school?
So it really is about that idea of consistency between the divisions, and that we are considering joined up thinking all of the time. Our communications have to be very strong and very clear, and we have to speak with candor with our students, with our staff, with our parents. Sometimes difficult conversations have to be had in order to ensure that we are being consistent and that we're providing the best opportunity for our students. I recently read the book Legacy by James Kerr, which is based on the model of the New Zealand All Blacks rugby team. And there's a particular concept in there which I loved, and it's the Maori term whanau, which means to be born. But where that is symbolized in Maori mythology is as a spearhead. And it's an image derived from the flight formation of birds. So what that means for us in our context is that we're flying in a formation, we're of one mind and we follow the spearhead. And I think that representation is a very good one for us as a senior school and how we want to move forward together with a very clear purpose with the best outcomes in mind.
I think that's a fantastic analogy, and it ties in the strong feeling and values of teamwork that you've been speaking about throughout this podcast. With the changes to grades 9 and 10 being part of upper school now, what programs will they focus on?
So one of the things that we're looking to introduce is the Global Citizenship Diploma, which was established in 2011 at the Yokohama International School. And their first graduates from the Global Citizenship Diploma were in 2013. And it's been adopted by other international schools across the world. And what this does is it provides a framework for students to take steps leading to a better future. There's a lot of intentional reflection, and they develop a deeper understanding of who they are and what they value by capturing their individual stories and celebrating their growth. It gives students an entry point into exploring and developing skills, and it's a program that allows students to become more self-directed. It focuses on core values, competencies, and areas of expertise, including areas such as, obviously, academics, but leadership, wellness, and intercultural communication. So this is something that we're looking to implement next year for our students in grade 9 and 10 to complement the really strong academic program that's already in place.
Finally, Rob, how do you feel ACS Cobham prepares students to be ready for university and life beyond?
I think the most important thing that we do as an organization is educate the whole child. We want to develop individuals who have had a wide range of opportunities in terms of academics, athletics, and artistic experiences. We want them to develop as individual people, and we want them to be able to explore their interests. We have a terrific college counseling program here, which helps students to explore their options and look for university programs which match the needs of the students themselves. It's not just about getting to a big name university. It's about what is the right fit for that individual. So it's best fit rather than looking at what's the name on the door. And I think our college counselors do a tremendous job of guiding our students into those choices. So these kids are going to be well prepared to meet the challenges that lay ahead. And they've had strong academic background and foundations, as well as those opportunities to develop as social and emotional individuals as well.
Thank you so much for your time today, Rob. And thank you to you, our listeners, for taking the time to hear all the exciting plans for continued success at ACS Cobham. To find out more, visit us online at acs-schools.com/Cobham.